Hello there. Welcome. Come on in. Make yourself comfortable. I'm Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Following the Truth. You and me, we're going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes together, and we got a lot of good things to talk about today. If you're feeling a little down, a little discouraged, a little hopeless, you came to the right place. We're going to focus on the story of Abraham today. And I'm going to share some tidbits, I think, that will help you, especially if you're feeling like you're running out of gas a little bit. Look, I totally understand that. We are in Lent. We are about to enter into Holy Week. In a few days, we're going to be entering into Holy Week, the holiest week of the year, where we're going to focus, I think, next week, really, on the Passion of Jesus. But not only are we getting to the end of Lent, we are in the midst of this coronavirus thing. And it's exhausting, isn't it? I mean, we can easily become consumed by the negative news that we hear every day, by the restrictions placed on us, by the sheltering in place, and everything else. And it's very easy to lose your focus. It's very easy to lose sight of the fact that God is still in charge. So allow me, if you will, to help you. We're going to focus on the power of God, especially as God dealt with Abraham. And I think I have some things to share that will help you there. I always ask the Holy Spirit before I go on the air what I should be talking about. And I have a feeling this is what I'm supposed to be talking about today. So if you don't like it, then we can always blame the Holy Spirit. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. But seriously, I think that's what we're supposed to talk about. I need to take a sip of my beverage du jour today to make sure. Well, that's good. To make sure my voice is in working order. Guess what I have today? Could you tell? Probably not. I'm drinking a nice cold glass of orange juice. That's today's beverage du jour. And you know, as I said to you before, you're welcome to bring your snacks. You're welcome to bring your beverage. I just don't provide them for you, but I encourage it. You know why? Because we are just sitting around the table chatting about Jesus and trying to draw closer to him. We help one another to do that every day on Following the Truth. And I want to make it as comfortable for you as possible. So without me blabbing on too much more, let's turn to our Heavenly Father in prayer and ask him to be with us and to inspire me to say the right words and inspire all of us to be open to what it is that he's trying to communicate to us today. So if you'll join me, let's place ourselves in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father in heaven, thank you. You have brought us to yet another day. Father, there's a lot of gloom and doom around us right now, but you have provided for us by giving us this moment of our lives. We have not expired yet. We are still here. We are still alive. We still have not left the earth. So, Father, thank you for doing that. We ask you, Father, to have mercy on any of the souls who have died, not only due to the coronavirus, but to any affliction, due to any affliction. Father, we ask you to watch over us and our families. Keep us safe. Watch over our first responders, our doctors, our nurses, those who are working with the public right now, anybody who is providing us with the services we need. We ask for your protection upon them, Father. We ask you to pour out a spirit of peace on anyone who is overwhelmed right now, feeling stressed, lapsing into worry. Please restore our hope, increase our faith, and help us to be examples and witnesses to everyone. Because we're Christians, Father, we want to set a good example, and we can't do that without your assistance. We need your help so that we have the strength to go on and remain positive, even when we feel like lapsing, when we feel like giving up. We know people are going to have their eyes on us, Father in heaven, so we ask you to help us, to preserve us, and to keep us strong. Father, I ask you today to give me the words. I know you got a message. Help me to get out of the way so you can deliver your message. And please open our minds and our hearts so that we can hear and be willing to respond to your message. Sometimes that response takes a lot of grace. We thank you, Father. We know you have heard us. We ask for a special and fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon each of us today. Soften the walls of our heart, which sometimes have become hardened, so that we really can believe that with you all things are possible. And Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to Following the Truth. So here's what I got for you today. We're going to talk about Abraham. And as it turns out, the Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse of the day also talks about or refers to Abraham. So we're going to chat about that as well. It refers to a different verse than we're going to look at the in the first part of the show, but I think it ties in nicely and it gives us a reminder of the faith, the kind of faith that Abraham had, even though it didn't happen all at once. Abraham's faith grew. And I think that's the lesson I want to really impress upon you today. Don't get bent out of shape or frustrated or discouraged if your faith is not where you would like it to be. During Lent, the Holy Spirit is in charge. I know we like to control things, we like to be in charge, but really the Holy Spirit is in charge. So let's let the Holy Spirit work with us as we do our part, right? Of course, we have to do our part. And let's let the Holy Spirit work with us to transform us and to increase our faith according to His schedule, not according to our schedule. You know how it is, we get frustrated, oh, my faith should be stronger. Well, all you can do is what you can do. You can't force yourself to have more faith. So let's relax. Let's not try to force ourselves to have a deeper faith. All we could do is make an act of faith and ask for an increase of faith. But then faith is a gift. And for our faith to increase, we have to depend upon the Holy Spirit. So as we look at the story of Abraham today, I want to impress upon you the fact that Abraham's faith grew. It was a process. It was a gradual process. Abraham had many years to have his faith increased by God. He was off to a good start, but he stumbled a few times along the way. So when you stumble, don't be upset. Don't let the devil try to trick you into thinking you're never going to get any better. We are all weak. We are all imperfect. We are all sinners. Let's get that clear. Make that clear. It doesn't mean we can't be holy. It doesn't mean we can't become saints. But it does mean that we can't do it on our own. And I think that's people like me have a hard time with that. So you might fall into that category too. We try to be doers. We try to fix everything on our own. Well, faith doesn't work that way. We're never going to grow in virtue or grow in faith just by white-knuckling it and gritting our teeth. We're only going to do it by leaning heavily upon the grace given to us through the Holy Spirit. And that, you know, I think that takes all the pressure off. I really do. Anyway, before we talk about Abraham, I want to direct you to my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about my work. You can find out everything you want to know about me by going to followingthetruth.com. And by the way, people have asked, all of my books are available on Kindle, so you can get any of my 7 books on Kindle, because right now it's kind of hard to get books. There are a few of my publishers they're closed right now, and Amazon is not putting a priority on books. You could still get them, but you might have to wait a while. So followingthetruth.com will direct you to information about all of my books. You can get them in the Kindle format or in any of the e-reader formats if you're interested. Now, you're listening to this podcast. Don't forget also that I do a weekly podcast, The Gary Zimek Show. You can find out more about that at followingthetruth.com. Let your friends know about this daily show as well. I think this show can benefit many people. I've gotten good feedback so far. I want to walk with you every day as we travel through these difficult times. You know me, if you listened to last night's show, I wasn't kidding you about the fear that's coming from the coronavirus. It's a very valid and real fear. And if we try to deny the fear, we're kidding ourselves and we're not being honest. Yes, fear can come from this virus. And that fear should lead us to take precautions, which is very smart, which is what God wants us to do. And also, it should lead us to our Lord, because He is the ultimate answer. He is more powerful than the virus. But that's where we want to go with the fear. Denying the way you feel, if you're scared right now. Look, I've been scared too. Throughout this process, I've been scared. And I'll be scared again because it's frightening. But let that fear lead you to Jesus. That's the key. All right? You do that and you'll be in good shape. Now, here's what I want to do for the readings today, or for the Bible readings. The first reading from Daily Mass comes from the book of Genesis, but I don't want to read the version in any of the Bibles that I typically use, because there is a Hebrew term, it's a name for God, that is typically left out of those Bible translation. I'm going to use the Jerusalem Bible today, which is, I've got a million different Bibles. This is, it's a good version, the Jerusalem Bible. And one of the things I like about the Jerusalem Bible is that it preserves some of the Hebrew terms, especially for God. And I think that's important, because that's one of the points I'm going to make today. So I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 17, beginning in verse 1. The Daily Mass reading actually starts in verse 3, but I think if we back up and cover a couple of these other verses, there's something I want to make sure, I want to drive a point home. So this is the Jerusalem Bible, the 1966 edition, which again, it's a real good Bible. A little bit different, the translation's a little bit different, and there are things that I like about this. Genesis 17, chapter 1. Now this is the story of God and Abram, who go on to become Abraham. Let me just read it. Genesis 17, chapter 1. When Abram was 99 years old, Yahweh, that's the Lord, you know, again, that's that Hebrew translation for God, or the Lord, appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Now, that term, El Shaddai, God revealed himself to Abraham in a very specific way. Typically, that is translated as God Almighty. So there's some power there. And then I've heard other Bible scholars say, well, it's not really God Almighty. It's God of the mountain, or the mountaintop God. But this is a very powerful revelation from God to Abraham. He wanted him to know that he's powerful, that he is Almighty, El Shaddai. And this is, there's a song that Amy Grant did many years ago, El Shaddai, and I like that term. So I say that let's let God reveal himself to us today with that name, El Shaddai. Abram is 99 years old. To put things into perspective a little bit, if you remember in Genesis chapter 12, when Abram is first called by God to leave his homeland, he takes Sarah, his wife, with him, or Sarai, as she's known at the time, and his nephew Lot. They leave. Abram is 75 years old, and a promise is made to him that he will have many descendants, or he will be the father of many. Now, he's 75 years old. His wife is childless. Odds are that this ain't going to happen, right? This is a pretty miraculous assertion by God to Abram. But what does he do? He leaves. He follows him. Now, I told you, I'm not going to get into all the details. There are a couple bumps in the road. Abraham's faith was not always strong. It was strong, but it grew much stronger. And as we look at the Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse, that'll become really clear. Before this happened, when Abram was 99 years old and Yahweh appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai, I am God Almighty, I am the mountaintop God, I am all powerful. You know, to get his attention. Before that happened, Abraham and Sarah concocted this scheme where they're gonna have their own child, or, you know, it's not working. They're unable to, because they're elderly, they're unable to conceive a child. They got impatient. They stopped waiting for God. And look, we can all do that. We can all become impatient. That's why I'm reading this today, because I think it's a time that we could be running out of steam a little bit. We could be getting frustrated. We could be tempted to do something stupid and say, you know what, I've had it with this quarantine business. I'm just going out. Well, you're putting yourself and other people in jeopardy by doing that. So please don't do that. Please don't do that. That is not trusting God. That is being irresponsible. I'm trying to not say the word stupid, but, you know, take it for what it's worth, really. God gave us common sense, and this is not all about us. So I'm frustrated too. I don't want to be cooped up in the house. I want to get back to normal, but I really got to think about my family and other people as well. So, you know, we could be tempted to really not trust God and take matters into our own hands. So you probably know the story. Sarah tells Abraham, well, have a child with my servant Hagar, And they do. So Hagar bears Abraham a son, Ishmael. That happened when Abraham was 86 years old. This didn't work out too well. Sarah was not too happy with this, even though it was her idea. But this is a case where they took matters into their own hands, and they weren't willing to trust God, even though this was a lot to ask. At their advanced age, they were getting sick of waiting. They were waiting, and they wanted to take matters into their own hands. That's what we got to pray, and we really got to trust the Lord and keep in close contact with Him. So when Abraham is 86 years old, Hagar bears him a child named Ishmael. The very next verse, which is what we started with today, Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, skips to the time when Abraham is 99 years old. So there's a gap there. When Abraham is 99, see, you got to understand, God is not speaking to Abraham every day, at least it appears so in Scripture, as far as we know. And that's why we can't get frustrated when He is not giving us concrete information or answering every request of ours every day. He doesn't always operate like that, because this is the time when we grow in faith, when there's some uncertainty there, right? And we're certainly in that period right now. We're all praying for an end to the coronavirus, but we're not necessarily seeing this direct response to our prayers, this positive direct response. We're seeing a death toll go up. Doesn't look like it's working. But this is where we're being called to trust. And the same thing might be happening with your Lenten journey. You're praying to change. You're praying to become a different person. You're praying to move away from your vices and live a more virtuous life. Well, what if it's not happening? That's why it's not easy sometimes for us, because we don't get an instantaneous response that we can perceive to our prayer. We got to believe that all of our prayers are heard and answered, but as you've heard me say on the show many times, sometimes the answer is not yet or wait. And we have a problem with that. God hears your prayers and He answers them. But that not yet answer, or trust me, that can drive us crazy if we are not surrendered to Him. If we're surrendered to Him, it's going to be okay, because then we'll say, all right, you're not answering yet, you're up to something. But again, let your faith develop. Keep asking for an increase in faith. Keep trusting God. Make those acts of trust. Jesus, consciously, I trust in You. And that's what we do, and eventually our faith will grow. So I am El Shaddai. Bear yourself blameless in My presence, and I will make a covenant between Myself and you and increase your numbers greatly. So here we go. He's 99 years old. Abraham has got to be getting really frustrated. Abram bowed to the ground, and God said to him, "Here now is My covenant with you. You shall become the father of a multitude of nations." So now it's a multitude of nations. "You shall no longer be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham. For I will make you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you most fruitful. I will make you into nations, and your issue shall be kings. I will establish My covenant between Myself and you and your descendants." Now remember, he's 99, and he ain't seeing nothing yet. And he's getting frustrated. And God's talking and saying, well, you're going to have even more descendants. And if it were me, I'd be saying, well, let's start with one, you know? Sarah and I came up with this plan, and that didn't work out too well. So, you know, I'm getting a little sick of waiting. It's very understandable to get where Abraham is coming from. And he says, "I will give to you and your descendants after you the land you are living in, the whole land of Canaan, to own in perpetuity, and I will be your God." And you know, he's just saying, you got to trust me. I'm going to give you more and more. But if I'm Abraham, I'm saying like, all right, show me the money already. Come on. Let's put your money where your mouth is, Lord. Let's see some of this. Let's see this descendant. I'm 99 years old. So if you're feeling frustrated, let the Lord speak to you through this story, this Bible passage. Be patient. He knows what He's doing. The minute you start asking God for your needs, and He doesn't say no. You know, sometimes we'll say no right up front, and you'll realize, okay, well, I guess he has something better for me. This wasn't good for me. But sometimes it's just that waiting that drives you crazy. Let me fast forward to chapter 17 of Genesis, verse 15. God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah." So he's changing both of their names. And typically in the Bible, when you see a name change, there's a new role or that God has planned for a person. "I will bless her and moreover give you a son by her. I will bless her and nations shall come out of her. Kings of peoples shall descend from her." Abraham bowed to the ground and he laughed, thinking to himself, "Is a child to be born to a man 100 years old? And will Sarah have a child at the age of 90? So Abraham he's 99. Sarah's 10 years younger than him, but she's still old. And he's laughing because this seems ridiculous. Abraham said to God, "Oh, let Ishmael live in your presence." But God replied, "No, but your wife Sarah shall bear you a son, whom you are to name Isaac. With him I will establish my covenant, a covenant in perpetuity, to be his God and the God of his descendants after him. For Ishmael too I grant your request. I bless him, and I will make him fruitful and greatly increased in numbers. He shall be the father of 12 princes, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this time next year." When he has finished speaking to Abraham, God went up from him. So here's what you need to remember. A year later, Sarah did bear a child, Isaac. Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90. You know, so he did come through. Abraham's promise was right around the corner. He was getting frustrated. And God didn't say, "Abraham, I'm going to do it right now because you're frustrated." He just gave him the reassurance, "Hang in there. I'm going to do this." What's he saying to you today? You know, it could be coronavirus related. Could be something else. This thing has blindsided so many of us that we're getting frustrated. But it's quite possible you have another problem you've been praying and praying and praying and praying about. Or you have this dream in your heart. God's placed his dream in your heart. And it hasn't gone away. And you keep praying, but nothing's happening. Pray for the grace to continue. Don't give up. Don't give up until God says no, or he removes that dream. You're praying for a child to come back to the faith. You're praying to conceive a child. You're praying for a new job. You're praying for any job because you've been unemployed for so long. You're praying for a restoration of a relationship. You're praying for good health. Keep praying. Don't give up. Our God is a God of miracles, and that's what I want you to impress upon you today. If you feel like giving up, don't, because your breakthrough could be right around the corner. Look at what happened with Abraham. So let's keep praying especially for an end to this coronavirus, for us to be able to get back into the world, for us to be able to get back into our churches, for us to be able to receive the sacraments once again. Don't give up. Abraham stumbled, but his faith kept growing. Now, we're going to fast forward further on to the today's Give Up Worry for Lent verse, because it tells about the faith of Abraham and it shows just how far he grew. So today's verse is this. It's from, once again, from the book of Genesis. It's actually from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 19. And here's what it says. "He considered that God was able to raise men even from the dead." Now, the writer of Hebrews here is referring to Abraham. And when God asked him in the 22nd chapter of Genesis to sacrifice his only son Isaac, you know, the guy who all the descendants were going to come from, it got to a point where God said, I got to increase your faith a little bit more, Abraham. And he really gave him an incredible test. And he said, "I need you to sacrifice your son." Abraham did it. I know it sounds wacky, but Abraham did it because he knew, and that's what Hebrews tells us here, that if God was asking him to do this, and he was promising him descendants, he knew that even if Abraham killed his son Isaac, then God would raise his son from the dead because Abraham believed so strongly in the promise. That's how strong his faith was. Now, we all know, or you probably know, that God stopped Abraham and didn't have him go through with the sacrifice. But look at how his faith has grown. Again, it's been gradual. I want to give you hope. If you feel your faith is weak, hang in there. Keep asking. Keep giving God a chance. So you need, in order for your faith to grow, you need to make an act of faith. What's your act of faith? Well, you pray for the end of the coronavirus. You pray for whatever your impossible intention is and give him a chance to work in your life. And that's how you're going to see your faith grow. Let's use Abraham as our example today, okay? All right, we are just about out of time. Thanks for hanging out with me. And again, please remind your friends about this show, Following the Truth, available at all through all podcast services. And also, in order to keep it on the air, could you please consider becoming a monthly sponsor of my work? You go to followingthetruth.com. If you can, I totally understand. I don't want you to use your rent money or your mortgage money or your food money, but if you have something extra and can you maybe do $10 a month, that would really help me. So to become a monthly sponsor, you just go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and then it'll take you to PayPal where you can make that secure donation. You can cancel it after 1 month, but I really could use some additional monthly sponsors. If you could do more than 10, by all means, as much as you can do, it would help me. It'll keep me on the air, especially it'll keep my ministry going with no speaking work in the foreseeable future. All of us who make the bulk of our living through speaking, we're kind of shut down now. And churches are hurting, so we don't know when we're going to come back, but I know the Lord will provide, but that's why I have to ask you. So if you could help me out, I would be very grateful. Followingthetruth.com. All you need to do is click on donate to become a monthly sponsor. If you can't do that and you want to make a one-time donation, that would help me as well. All right, I got to run. I'm praying for you. Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you. Gary at followingthetruth.com. Have a wonderful day. Remember that God is in charge. Think about Abraham. And God willing, I plan to see you back here tomorrow for Friday's show. God bless you. See you.